The parsha opens up and tells us V'atatz tzaves b'nei Yisrael v'yikho elacha shem zayis zach kasis lama'or la'alos ner tamid. In describing the taking and the preparation of the oil used to light the menorah, the Torah tells us the oil needs to be zayis zach kasis. Now there's a discussion what's going on the zach, what has to be pure. Does the zayis have to be pure? Does the shemen of the zayis have to be pure? But the clear pshat is that the oil that comes out of the zayis for the menorah, from the olive, for the menorah, needs to be 100% pure. Now, this pasuk itself leads to many different drashos and midrashim regarding the connection to Torah. We know that the light of the Torah, the oil, connected to the menorah, all important ideas, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or, such a concept regarding light and oil and Torah we find by Chanukah a lot. And this pasuk has many different drashos and ideas. Many of the darshanim discuss the idea of kasis, that person wants to have pure oil come out, a person needs to have pressure, needs to push, and to push yourself, to squeeze the olive, to have the finest things come out. Or we talk about the idea of learning Torah Lishma, that has to be totally pure. That is one approach. I'd like to offer a different approach based on Rashi over here. Rashi says that Shemen Zayis Kasis means that only the first and most pure drop of oil goes from the menorah. All the next drops are very nice. Once any of the shmarim, once any of the impurities leaks into the oil after the first drop, the oil can no longer be used for the oil of the menorah. The Chassam Sofer in the Taurus Moshe in this week's Parsha cites the Gemara Menachos Peivav. The Gemara has the following drasha. The Torah tells us the shem and the oil for the menorah is kasis lama'or, is only going to be used for the lighting of the menorah. But for Menachos, the oil used for the flour offerings, the meal offerings in the Beis HaMikdash, so then you can use second-tier shemen, second-level shemen. It doesn't have to be that same level of purity for the oil that goes in to make the baked goods for the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, kasis lama'or, below kasis lamenachos. It has to be this level of oil is only for the menorah, but not used for oils in other areas in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Chassam Sofer, what's the difference between shemen ha-menorah and shemen for menachos, shemen for meal and flour offerings used in the Beis HaMikdash? And he makes the following remez. The Gemara in Ksuvos Kof Dalet tells us, B'shas p'tiraso sherebi, when Rebbe was about to die, Zakuf eser etzba'osav kalpe mala, he raised his 10 fingers up toward Shemaim, Amar Ribono Shel Olam, Galuah v'yadul lefanecha, you know Hashem, she'agati v'eser etzba'osav b'torah, I use these 10 fingers for Torah, v'lo nenesi afilo b'esper katana, and I did not get any benefit in any way from anything else in this world. Anything was only used for Torah. The meaning of the Gemara is that whatever Rebbe benefited from in this world was only in order to sustain his body, in order to serve Hashem. If he ate something, it was done for the purpose of serving Kadosh Baruch Hu. If he had any pleasure, it was for the purpose of serving Hashem in Torah and Mitzvos, but there was nothing else that he got for himself. Now such a Hana in this world is not based on pure pleasure, but the pleasure for the sake of a mitzvah. And we have such an idea since the Chassam Sofer and the Chovos HaLevavos as well. Anything you do, any pleasure you use in this world for the sake of serving Hashem is beneficial and considered a mitzvah, and it's not considered a dvar rishus, something that is mundane or secular. The Chovos HaLevavos was the primary sefer that the Chassam Sofer used in Hashkafa. And he raised up his 10 fingers, says the Chassam Sofer, to show that all of his actions, everything he used his hand for, were only going towards Shemayim. My hands were only used for the sake of heaven going upwards. They were lamala, dedicated heavenward for the sake of Hashem. And therefore the Chassam Sofer makes the following drasha on our pasuk in a most beautiful fashion. He says that the Torah is classically alluded to in the light of the menorah. On the other hand, menachos are a remez, are a hint for this world. They're physical. Physical things, the food and the flour, represent the physicality of this world. And therefore, he says, Shemen Zayis Zach Kasis Lama'or. The Shemen Zayis, the best things we have in this world, should be used for the light of Torah. That the most pure, the most finest, the best effort, the gold standard, the cream of the crop of what we have to offer, should be for Lama'or, used for the Torah and for learning of Torah. And everything else, the shemen that's not shemen zayizach, so that can go to other secular aspects. The second tier things goes to other mundane aspects of the world. But the best we have to offer, the first squeeze, the first drop of that oil, That goes to Torah and the light of Torah and the dedication to Limud HaTorah. This idea regarding giving the best to Torah is also brought out in a wonderful drasha from Rav Meir Shapiro. And going back to last week's parsha, the Torah says the kruvim on top of the mizbeach need to be made out of gold. There's a comment of the Mechilta in Parshas Yisro, and also Rashi brings this in Perek Yudches in Parshas Yisro, that teaches us that when it comes to the kelim of the Mishkan, so by all of the kelim, if you don't have the appropriate metals or the things needed, you're allowed to make a sacrifice, and you're allowed to cut edges and use something else. If I don't have gold for the table, so I can use wood or I can use metal, because I don't have gold available. But there's one part, says Rashi, that if I don't have the item that I need, then you can't use it at all. And that is the gold for the kruvim that sit on top of the Aron Kodesh. That, says Rashi, cannot be sacrificed in any way. You must have gold no matter what. Says Rav Meir Shapiro, recorded, he said this at a meeting regarding issues of chinuch and Torah education in Europe, and was repeated later on by Zalman Zaruskin at a meeting for the chinuch atzmai. So Rav Meir Shapiro explained as follows, that the kruvim are made in the image of children. You know this, right? The Gemara Chagiga asks, what does the word karuv mean? It means kirivai, like a child. In Bavel, they would call the child a rivia. The kruvim are the image of children. The image of children are placed on top of the Aron Kodesh that represents Torah. So in this one item of the Aron Kodesh, you have children and Torah. The most important thing we have, children and the continuity of learning Torah. And therefore, says Rameir Shapiro, it makes perfect sense. When it comes to the kruvim, when it comes to the Limud HaTorah of children, there is only a gold standard. There are no sacrifices. We don't pull any punches. We go all the way through and we give it our best 100% of the time, give them whatever we can. We don't say, for the children they can have, you know, okay, they don't have to have the best svarim, they don't have to have the best utilities they need. We give them second use hand-me-downs. No, for children in Talmud Torah, we give the best. The gold standard, only gold on the kruvim on top of the Aron Kodesh. And therefore he says when it comes to the chinuch, there's no room for compromise and we always fight for the best education for our children no matter what. And this is the same idea of the Chassam Sofer. When it comes to the Shemen Hama'or, the Shemen used for the menorah itself, we only give Shemen Zayis Zach. We give nothing else, nothing less than only the best that we have. And this goes for the chinuch of our children and it goes for our Talmud Torah as well. When it comes time to sit and to learn, we need to give the best that we have. Our time of most energy. If a person has two time slots to learn, so the person needs to choose the time that's going to be most effective and best for his learning. If it's going to be late at night and he's going to be tired, or early in the morning and be more awake, so use the slot that's going to be most beneficial to your learning, not the time that's going to be most difficult and a burden for you. When you're going to learn, sit in a comfortable seat, dressed in a proper way, with a good sefer, a sefer with a clear print. The best thing you can find, if you have two svarim, one is an older print, one is a newer print. The older print costs less, the newer print costs more, but it's easier to see, it's nicer to learn, it's more clear, it'll enhance your learning. So we know, only the best when it comes to our Talmud Torah. We don't sacrifice, we don't say, this is a U-Safer, but you know, some of the pages are missing, and I can't read what's on the margins over here, and it's not so clear on this spot. No. Your Limud HaTorah is not something we take second best for. You have the best thing that you can. You sit down with a nice cold drink, can refresh you. You give it the best atmosphere you can when it comes to our own learning. Proper learning conditions. How are we dressed? And also when we mechanech our children as well, going back to the point of Rav Meir Shapiro. When our children reach stages or levels, or they reach points in their own success in learning, it needs to be a big simcha, not just simply, you know, good job, I heard you did well in school, and you sign the test and you send it back. A big simcha, you take out something special to eat, you make a big party, even for the smallest grade on a test. The more you enhance the Torah for ourselves and our children, the more it'll raise it up. It'll be more important, more beautiful, more better for them. They'll see the value in their own learning and the value that you put into it. And it goes for your own learning as well. The more value you put into it, the more gold you put into the learning, the more meaningful it will be for yourself. And finally, also when it comes to delivering Torah and the teaching of Torah, it needs to be in a way that's lahagdil Torah lahadira, in a way that's beautiful. The Torah being taught needs to be packaged in a way that is beautiful. The Torah that's being said needs to be beautiful. A Dvar Torah should have a beginning, a a middle and an end, something that is respectful and something that is responsible, because in the teaching of Torah itself, it needs to be in a fashion that is gold all the way through, also in a way that's the most pure and the finest thing that we have to offer towards the Kaddish Baruch Hu.